Part 1. Franchising. Chapter 1. What is a franchise? A franchise can be defined as a business arrangement which allows a business to operate under an established brand name. The franchisor that owns the brand name grants the franchisee wanting to set up the business the right to sell the brand name product. The arrangements are contained in a franchise agreement which sets out the terms of the arrangement. The first important document, the disclosure statement. Before a franchise agreement is signed, a franchisor must always provide the franchisee with a disclosure statement. There are two types of disclosure statements. Firstly, the long-form disclosure statement, where the franchisee expects to have an annual turnover of more than $50,000 at any time during the franchise agreement. And secondly, the short-form disclosure statement, where the franchisee expects to have an annual turnover of less than $50,000 at any time during the franchise agreement. Talk to a lawyer or a consultant about which document applies in your circumstance. The disclosure statement and the agreement, as well as the conduct of the ongoing arrangement between the parties, is governed by the Franchise Code of Conduct. The code applies to all franchises made, renewed, or transferred after 1st of October 1998. A number of important issues were raised by franchisees with the Australian government about the code and the difficulties they were experiencing. The Federal Government of Australia then undertook a substantial review of the code, and as a result, major amendments now apply to any franchise agreement entered into, renewed, or extended after 1st of July 2010. We will look at these in more detail in Chapter 3 of this book. Remember, the Franchising Code of Conduct makes it compulsory for a franchisee to obtain proper financial advice before signing the agreement. Let's now look at franchise costs and fees. Before deciding on entering a franchise agreement, look at the costs involved very carefully. You may find that there are far more additional costs than you expected. Franchisors charge the franchisee a once-off charge to buy the franchise, and then either directly or indirectly a fee for the use of their brands and to participate in their systems. Franchise upfront and setup costs can vary from $10,000 to $1 million, depending on the type of business, size of premises, the cost of stock to be held, and the fitting out costs of the store. Some franchisees are set up in the form of sharing of profits basis, where the franchisor may retain 50% of the company in exchange for 50% of the profits of the franchise. Often the franchisor will be responsible for paying the rent of the store as part of the profit-sharing arrangement. This method reduces the initial going-in costs to the franchisee. Franchisees are usually asked to pay an ongoing fee for franchise support, which may be a percentage of sales or a fixed amount. Fixed amounts can vary from $100 per month, while percentage fees, also known as royalties, may range from 2% to 15% of sales, plus a further marketing percentage of sales to cover the costs of marketing the franchise. Other franchise costs could include an in-store display fee, particularly for fashion or footwear franchisees, or even a computer fee for producing a monthly comparison of the performance of your franchise against the performance of other company-owned stores. To cover such extra franchising costs, it is essential that your business plan must show that the franchise business will have to earn additional gross margins over and above the normal margin for similar retail businesses which do not have to pay any franchising costs.